With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Environment Canada has upgraded its special weather statement to a winter weather travel advisory now. Snow is going to get heavier this afternoon before it tapers off tonight, and this evening we could get some freezing rain in the mix too. Expect a challenging drive home from work with slippery roads and reduced visibility. We're looking at 5 to 10 centimeters of snow by the time it's done. A U.S.-sponsored UN resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza was vetoed by China and Russia. The Associated Press says the Security Council has adopted two resolutions on the humanitarian crisis there, but neither call for a ceasefire. The U.S. vetoed previous ones that did. Earlier this week, the UN said a man-made famine was imminent in Gaza. We now know more about last night's shooting incident on Howard Avenue. Police were called to a home between Shepherd Street and Hannah around 9, where they found damage to the outside of a house and several spent shell casings. Nobody was hurt, but if you live around there and you have a security camera, police hope you'll check the footage and get back to them if you see anything that can help their investigation. With 45% of all assaults they investigate involving an intimate partner, Windsor police are changing the way they approach those. Deputy Police Chief Jason Crowley admits something has to change.
Through COVID, there was a few things that really took a climb in our data, and one of them was intimate partner violence. It was very obvious. People were locked at home. Many people were drinking, doing drugs, that kind of thing. We saw the numbers skyrocket, and that was one of the things so far that we haven't seen much decrease in.
He says police are getting better at tracking calls and identifying repeat callers. The Special Victims Unit is now following up with the victims. A stolen truck was used to try to break into a business early Wednesday morning. The suspects attached chains to the back of a black Dodge Ram pickup trying to pull the doors off. It didn't work, and an alarm inside the building on Little River Boulevard alerted police. The same truck was set on fire an hour later on Sycamore Drive. Police are looking for two suspects now, and their descriptions are at WindsorNewsToday.ca. And LaSalle police remind drivers to lock up their vehicles. They say they have video proof it works. They're investigating an attempted break-in on Bridgeway Boulevard yesterday morning. A suspect was caught on video trying the door handles of two vehicles. They were locked, so he didn't get anything. The Jays host the Red Sox while the Tigers play the Phillies this afternoon in spring training. The Leamington Flyers start their series tonight against Milton. The Spitfires play the London Knights at Budweiser Gardens, while at the WFCU Center, the Windsor Express hosts the London Lightning. Don't forget to take your donations for YQG Green if you're going. They're stuffing a bus. In the NBA, the Raptors play the Thunder and the Pistons take on the Celtics. Snowy, windy, up to 1 this afternoon. Watch for freezing rain this evening. The snow will end overnight. We'll get down to -1. Cloudy and 3 tomorrow and sunshine 2 degrees on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.